Welcome to the Ozaukee Family Wellness Podcast, a guide to finding wellness resources in Ozaukee County. Your host, Dr. Camille Berger, will interview a local business or care provider each week to provide you with resources, information, and connections for your family's wellness. As a family chiropractor in Cedarburg, Dr. Berger wants to empower you to take charge of your family's health and wellness. Of course, she would love to hear what you want to learn about and who you want to hear from. To submit a request, head over to ozaukeefamilywellness.org and hit the contact button to send an email. Or leave us a review and let us know what you think. We can't wait to hear from you. So stay tuned, hit subscribe, sit back, and enjoy.
Welcome to the first full episode of this season. I am so excited to be back and decided to start with some heavy material. So if you're not in the mood, maybe come back later. I just wanted to share with you all that August and September were really hard months for our family. And I wanted to share how that went for us and what I learned from it, with the intention of normalizing difficult times. I think that with social media highlighting the good, we don't talk about things that aren't pretty. So August was difficult. We were looking for a new place to live. We weren't in a necessarily safe or healthy living environment, and we needed to move forward with something that was better suited for our family. And that can be a stressor in itself, especially feeling like we had a deadline to move. One that we only put on ourselves, but it still felt like a deadline. It was definitely urgent and we needed to move. So we did find a place. We looked really hard, having three children and a dog. Our choices were very limited. We also knew that we needed to be in a single family home. And as renters, a single family home with at least three bedrooms that allows a lab was very difficult to find. We essentially had two options. And by the grace of God, one worked out beautifully. So the kids started school in late August. We were packing up all our stuff. And I was so excited for August to be over because it was such a difficult month. And then August turned into September. And in the beginning of September, as we're packing up all our stuff and our kids are transitioning into school, our dog stopped eating. He threw up a couple times. I happened to call my mom and talk to her about that. And she let me know that their dog was puking too. And they had watched our dog when we went camping. So I was like, oh, it's a doggy virus. We're good. It's a stomach bug. He'll be good in a day, maybe two, and we'll get moved and we'll enjoy all our space, our newfound freedom in a single family home with an acre of land. It'll all be good. And then 2 days passed and he still had not eaten anything. He was drinking massive amounts of water. And I just knew it was time to take him to the vet. And we actually didn't have a vet that I trusted. So I had to call around and find someone. I did find, we ended up going to Fredonia Vet Clinic, and I just shout out to them. They were the most incredibly kind and welcoming people. They didn't make me feel bad for not having a vet. They didn't make me feel bad for asking if my dog was dying, any of that. So they took really good care of us. Ultimately, after 10 days of trying some different things, we just realized that it was time to say goodbye to whiskey. So we did some kind of palliative measures for him so we could take him home and say goodbye to him. So we brought him home for the evening, and the kids had the opportunity to say goodbye, and we had the opportunity to say goodbye. He was in a lot of pain, and he was really just holding on for us. So the kids said their goodbyes and cried, and Matt and I cried. And the next morning, we had the appointment right away in the morning, because I knew it needed to happen. And our youngest, Cecilia, refused to go to school. We were having a hard time getting her to go to school. She's in 3K. It's just a half day program, but it's been a hard transition for her. And this particular morning, there was no way. It just wasn't happening. So we made the decision to take her with us to the vet when we were going to go say goodbye to Whiskey. And I was super nervous about that, but I have to tell you guys that apparently I have the most intuitive and wise 3-year-old. And I think so many 3-year-olds are intuitive and wise beyond their years, if we give them the opportunity to let us know that. She didn't say a word the whole time. She quietly observed what was happening. And when it was time to leave, she stood up and left. It was incredibly mature. It was incredible. I don't know how else to explain it. Now she has a very matter-of-fact tone about it that Whiskey died. There's no question in her mind. She saw what happened. And for a 3-year-old, I think sometimes they do just need to know and see what happens. They can't comprehend the abstract thought of they went to school and when they came back, their most favorite animal in the world was just gone. So I'm glad she knew what she needed and was able to kind of communicate that to us. So our sweet family dog that was with us for 10 years, he left us just before we were moving to a house that we specifically ended up renting because we had a dog. So this living situation wouldn't have come across our laps if I wasn't only looking for places that allowed for dogs. So I feel like Whiskey really, really gave us this gift, this opportunity for such a beautiful living situation for us. So where we are now, we're out in Newburgh, and it's very rural. It's farmland for miles, and you can see dairy farms, and it's very enjoyable. It's really nice to be surrounded by nature within walking distance. There's a nature preserve that we can go hiking, and it really is a gift. It's such a gift to be out in nature and be somewhere like this is kind of what we've dreamed of. We joke about homesteading and having goats and chickens and growing all our own food. And this is kind of like, oh, wow, we're on our way there. I know not maybe everyone enjoys that, but it's a special opportunity to try before we buy an actual hobby farm. August and September were definitely months of learning for me. Lots of good things happened and lots of hard things happened. And I was utterly shocked at the amount of grief that I felt when we lost our dog, because I kind of knew it was coming, but it was an important lesson to learn to sit in the grief and feel it and be thankful for what was and look forward to what's to come. Oftentimes we have gifts in our life that we don't see them as that way. We don't appreciate them. We don't understand how they're actually serving us. And for me, that was Whiskey. I didn't realize how much negative energy he could absorb and resolve for our family on a daily basis. I didn't realize how much I would miss him, but I know that God gave us that gift for exactly when we needed it and for as long as I needed it, as long as our family needed it. It's always hard to lose something that is a blessing, but ultimately it's a lesson in faith of understanding that his time is perfect and he's in control. So it's a hard lesson to swallow. I don't think that me telling you this lesson is the same as experiencing it. If you already have experienced it, I hope you can remember it. And if you haven't yet, it is an incredibly difficult lesson, but it's also very eye-opening and it can do wonderful things for your faith. Thank you all for coming back and joining me today. I look forward to a happy topic next week. We'll definitely cover something wellness. I haven't decided what yet, but we'll go towards uplifting and encouraging. We'll see you all soon.
Thank you for listening to the Ozaki Family Wellness Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the conversation. Watch for future episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts. If there is someone that you would like to hear on the podcast, please visit ozakifamilywellness.org to contact us. There's also a link in the episode description. This podcast has been produced and edited by Easy Street Media.